Greetings, friends. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus Christ said that he was anointed to preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty them that are bruised. What does this mean? Well, let's turn over to Luke chapter 8 and we'll read verses 26 through 33 to see what it means when Jesus said that he would preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty them that are bruised. In Luke chapter 8, verses 26 through 33, it talks about Jesus and his disciples, and it says, when they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is near Galilee, he went forth upon the land, because they had taken a boat, and there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils for a long time. And this person was not wearing any clothes, he didn't stay in any house, but instead he was living in tombs. And when Jesus was seen by this person cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech you, please do not torment me. Now, what was going on here? What we see is a man who is demon-possessed, and when this demon saw Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he recognized that Jesus Christ had the power to control him. So therefore, this demon said, I beseech you, please do not torment me. Now, what's Jesus' response? Jesus asked him, saying, what is your name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. Then Jesus commanded, notice this, he commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For often it had caught this man, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he broke the bands apart, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. Then went the devils out of the man, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran down the steep place violently into a lake, and they were choked. So again, what we see here is that Jesus Christ commanded these unclean spirits to come out of this man, and they obeyed him. They came out, and Jesus Christ sent them into the swine, and then the swine ran down a steep place into a lake and were drowned in the river. This is symbolic of what Jesus Christ will do in the future. He did this during his first coming to demonstrate that he has power even over the demons and Satan the devil. But in the future, God will completely put Satan the devil and his demons out of the world. At this time, he cast these demons out of this one person, and he did it to a number of other people. But he did not cast all of the demonic spirits and Satan the devil out of every person in the world and totally banish them. He did not do that during his first coming, but he will do that during his second coming. And we don't have time to turn to it now, but in Revelation, the 20th chapter, that's where you can see that. In Revelation, the 20th chapter, it talks about Satan the devil being bound for 1,000 years so that he cannot deceive the nations anymore. So this event that we see here was just a type, a representation, a foreshadowing of what will happen in the future. And if you haven't been with us in past programs, this series of programs is talking about the fact that God Almighty will heal the world when Jesus returns to this earth at his second coming, when he establishes the kingdom of God. And we can be sure, absolutely positive, that this will happen at Christ's second coming, because during Christ's first coming, he did these very same things, only on a smaller scale. So because he did it and demonstrated his power to heal the world during his first coming, we know for a surety that he will heal the world completely at his second coming. And in our previous program, we talked about how Jesus Christ was able to preach the gospel to the poor. And the second thing that he said he was anointed to do is to preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty them that are bruised. By preaching the gospel to the poor, he was addressing the spiritual aspect. And now he's talking about the mental aspect of preaching deliverance to the captives and setting at liberty them that are bruised. People have all kinds of mental problems, demonic possession, demonic influence. There are many, many people who are insane in this world. I don't know if you've ever run across a person who is mentally insane. I don't know if you've run across a person who mentally is challenged, who is retarded. Now, this doesn't mean that they're an evil person. It doesn't mean that their sin caused them to be mentally retarded or mentally impaired. It's just something that happens as a result of the sin that's in the world, because of the sins that people have committed, and our degenerative bodies, our minds can be affected by that. So we have all sorts of mental problems, and Jesus Christ in this example is typifying what he will do in the future of healing everybody's mental problems. This is what it's meant by preaching deliverance to the captives and setting at liberty them that are bruised. Those people that have mental problems will be healed and will have their full mental capacity. That is the gospel. That is the good news. And so now let's turn over to Luke chapter 5, and we'll start reading in verse 17. This is in Luke chapter 5 and verse 17, because not only do we have where Jesus Christ had the power to cast out these demons, but Jesus Christ also has the power to forgive sins. This is in Luke chapter 5, and we'll start reading in verse 17. As Jesus was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, having come out of every town around Jerusalem. Now notice this next statement. This is a very, very interesting statement. So he's teaching Pharisees and doctors of the law. And it says, this next statement, that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. So these Pharisees and doctors of the law had some problems. And in this case, it was a mental problem because they were deceived. Their minds were in a state of deception. Deception by Satan the devil. They were believing lies about who the true God was, about how to worship God in spirit and in truth. They had many of the legalistic aspects of worshiping God, but they did not know how to worship God in spirit and in truth. They were worshiping God vainly. You know, another scripture says, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Jesus Christ was saying here to them that the power of the Lord was present to heal them of this deception. And yet, because they did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Lord, because they did not accept him by faith, Jesus Christ could not do the healing amongst them. So let's go on in the scripture. It says, and behold, men brought in a bed with a man on it. So these were other people, a bunch of men, brought in another man who was on a bed, and he was sick with the palsy. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, man, your sins are forgiven you. Now notice the reaction of these scribes and Pharisees, the doctors of the law, who were sitting by when they witnessed this. The scribes and the Pharisees began to reason and ask themselves, who is this man which speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? See, these scribes and Pharisees were saying, Jesus Christ is not God, and only God can forgive sins. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, which is easier to say, your sins be forgiven you, or rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins, he said to the person who was sick of the palsy, arise, take up your couch, and go into your house. And immediately this person who was sick with the palsy arose right in front of these scribes and Pharisees, and he took up his bed whereupon he lay, and he walked out of the house, glorifying God. This was a powerful testimony to the power of God to forgive sins. It wasn't about healing this person. Yes, that was a wonderful thing, to be healed of a physical sickness. But how much greater it is to be healed of a mental sickness, of mental captivity, of mental deception, of following Satan the devil. That's what this was about, of freeing people from following Satan the devil. Freeing people from following the false god, the god of this world. That's what this was about. It was freeing people to live and walk in truth, knowing who the true God is, knowing that God the Father sent his Son, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, into the world at his first coming to prove that he has power to forgive sins, to prove that Jesus Christ is also God. And Jesus Christ demonstrated his power to heal sins by demonstrating his power to heal this person. That's something that they could see. That's something that these carnal-minded, physically-oriented people could see. They could put their hands around that. They could grasp that, this great miracle that a person lying on his bed who was sick with palsy was miraculously healed. They could grasp that. But they still could not grasp the spiritual aspect that Jesus Christ, because he is God, had the power to forgive sins. That is a wonderful truth, my friends, that if you know this truth will set you free. And in fact, in John chapter 8, in verses 31 through 32, that's exactly what the scripture says. Jesus Christ said, "Study the Bible, and you shall know the truth. Then live by the Bible, and the truth shall make you free." My friends, my wife and I have had the pleasure of traveling all over the world. We've been to Canada, the United States, Mexico, South America. We've been to the South Pacific. We've been to Africa, Asia, Europe. We've had the pleasure of traveling all over the world and spending time in various countries all over the world, sitting and talking with the local people. There are Muslims, there are Buddhists, there are Hindus, there are atheists, there are agnostics that we have talked to in depth. And my friends, I am telling you that all of them are bound by the deceptions of Satan the devil. There is only one truth, and that truth is found in the Bible, and the Bible reveals that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is God, and that his Father is God. This is the true God. This is the God that we must follow. And it is only Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, with the backing of his Father, God Almighty, it is only Jesus Christ that can heal all of the world. Jesus Christ demonstrated this power to heal the world. Not only at this time will he do it, but he will do that in the future. He demonstrated the power to heal the world at his first coming, but he only did it on a small scale. More importantly, because we know that he did it during his first coming, we can be sure that he will do it completely for all of the world at his second coming. And that's also what he has promised. And in later programs, we're going to see these prophecies of the healing of the world. But we can rest assured that he has the power to do that at his second coming, because he demonstrated that power to do it at his first coming.